it's just a feeling that I get that, like, this music contains everything that I'm trying to understand about our country.
That was Frank Boyd, the creator, director, and performer of the Holler Sessions. This one-man play, staged as a jazz radio show, is running at Artists Repertory Theater March 8th through March 11th. Use the discount code HOLLER20 for $5 off your ticket at artistsrep.org or by calling 503-241-1278. Welcome to Beyond Category. I'm Douglas Dietrich. This episode is sponsored by Oregon Arts Watch.
My name is Frank Boyd. I'm the creator and performer of the Holler Sessions. It's a theatrical performance that's staged as a live jazz radio show. Essentially, I play this kind of unhinged dude who is profane and passionate, and it's a totally rude and irreverent and very earnest love letter to jazz. I mean, aside from it just being kind of a fun line to walk, this like silly fiction that, oh, this is a radio show and the audience can't see me, but obviously I'm in a theater and they can, but I would say that kind of another piece of that is, I mean, the show is about, it's also just about being obsessed with something. There's also points in the show where there's music playing and this character, you know, he wants to burst into tears or he wants to say something, but he stops himself because he doesn't want to interrupt this thing. And all of those little in-between moments between somebody and something that they love, that was a huge reason to do this as a radio show in a theater. He's kind of a mixture of like George Carlin and David Letterman. There's a sports radio guy who is, his name's Christopher Mad Dog Russo. So nobody from like the jazz radio world, but a lot of like salty, like East Coast, kind of like greasy guys. And like underneath all of that kind of edgy grouchiness, there's also like a real depth of feeling.
Coleman Hawkins, Ben Webster, blues for Yolanda.
Sports radio was a little more useful for me in making the show. People that call into sports radio, I mean, they're like hollering at each other. I mean, the stakes are so high for some reason, for something that might appeal to people who are new to the whole thing and maybe have preconceived notions about jazz being sleepy or just kind of cerebral, that something a little more combustive would be useful.
Okay, I'm going to get loose now.
So during this scene, he's dancing in the studio. It's awkward, it's silly, it's endearing. Beyond this work with this character, Frank has his own story of how he came to jazz.
Listening to Basin Street Blues while I was working out one day, I had a really strong emotional reaction to it, just out of nowhere, you know, in my earbuds there, and So I put that recording in the show, and listening to West End Blues had a similar, just getting like punched in the gut, you know. It's just, I moved so deeply by it, getting really into Mingus. But yeah, this all happened kind of at the same time while I was researching this thing. So it was very, very exciting for me.
Here's Duke. Hey, Duke. All right.
I was in Kansas City working on another show. The show was going to be about civil discourse in America, and it was right after Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords had been shot in Arizona. And we thought that I would play a radio DJ, and the original idea was that I would play some kind of, you know, political talking head kind of commentator. But that felt a little too on the nose. Being in Kansas City and the incredible jazz history that is there, and even still the jazz scene that's there now, just thought maybe this was a jazz DJ and that jazz could serve as some kind of metaphor for civil discourse.
Duke! Duke! Help us!
I think that over the course of the last few years performing the show, and I think something that a lot of people are asking themselves just in this country on both sides of the political spectrum, just like, who are we? And thinking maybe you had a handle on who we are, and then someone gets elected or something happens, whatever, you know, depending on your perspective, that makes you think, oh, I don't think maybe I actually know who we are. And what this all means. I noticed that was something I was asking myself a lot, and I kept kind of returning to the stuff I learned about these musicians and the music itself as like, I mean, I can't articulate what jazz is and what it means, but I just have this feeling that it's like the best articulation of what we are that is out there or that I've found. And so it's kind of an emotional like thing, you know. It's not, I don't have like an essay on this that I could present to you or anybody. I'm not that smart, but it's just a feeling that I get that like this music contains everything that I'm trying to understand about our country. And that feels really important. And I've never felt that about another thing. I've never read a book or another kind of music or a piece of visual art. I just have never found anything else, or a piece of theater even, that like just felt like it encapsulated everything about America the way that jazz does.
Go see the Holler Sessions at Artists Repertory Theater. Use the discount code HOLLER20 for $5 off your ticket. This has been Beyond Category, the podcast of the Portland Jazz Composers Ensemble. Learn more about our 12-member jazz ensemble dedicated to commissioning and performing new jazz music by Oregonians at pjce.org. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast, do it now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods, and leave us a review to help others find us. This episode was sponsored by Oregon Arts Watch at orartswatch.org. Thanks for listening.